Sunday night, Parshas Korach. We're starting Sha'ar Avodas Elokim and Chodesh Avodas. Okay, let's start. Hashar Hashlishi B'Chodesh Kabbalas Avodas Hashem Yisroel Man V'Yisader. Now, the Sha'ar itself discusses, as I mentioned on Shabbos, what Avodas Elokim consists of and where it should come from. What should be your motive? Well, like, as I said, he talks about what does it mean to be Obed Hashem, why do you have to be Obed Hashem, not why, but what does it mean and where it should come from inside of you. In the Hakdama, in the Psicha to the Sha'ar, he talks about why. Like, why you mechuyev to be Obed Hashem, like where it should come from. Because although this, as we've seen many times, in learning Chodesh Halvavos is a very, I think he's a supreme rationalist, and he's very insistent that everything done al pi seichel. And as we'll see now in the Psicha, he's not happy just to say, because Hashem's stronger than you are, and he's the boss, so you just better do what he says, or else. Or even on a higher level, you know, that's already a little childish, maybe schar v'onesh, which is the lowest madrega. But, you know, because Hashem's Hashem, and, you know, you have to listen to him. It's unthinkable not to. He talks in his psicha that it comes from it's very sichli, it makes sense, and it's rational, and it's very human. It's mechuyev hametzius almost. It's in the essential nature of man once he... The Seif is very structured. Once he understands Shar HaYichud, and once he understands Shar HaBechina, then he'll be able to understand Shar HaVodas Elokim. There's a natural flow there. That's how he starts off. Omar, Kivin Shebi'anu B'meshek Kodam. We've explained up till now, Chovas Tohar Yichud Hashem Yisaleh. And if you were here for Shar HaYichud, and even if you weren't, it's not just a question of believing that Hashem Echad. That wouldn't fit into his game plan. That wouldn't fit into the flow. He means, as he explained and as he elaborated on, in Shar HaYichud, it's really the realization that Hashem is everything. Hashem is all. And everything that happens and everything that is Hashem. Hashem's will. We learn in Tanya, Hashem's Chochmah, Hashem's will. That's all part of Hashem's essence. Hashem is indivisible. That's a big part of Shar HaYichud, is the indivisibility. Hashem doesn't have attributes. Hashem doesn't talk. Hashem doesn't think. Hashem doesn't even do anything, really. Okay? Hashem just is, and everything that happens are outgrowths of Hashem's reality. That's what he talked about in Shar HaYichud. So when you reach that level of understanding that everything that occurs is Hashem, va'ofane bechinas tovosav al ha'adam, and you've gone through Shar HaBechina where you've made a study of the fact that Hashem is a meitiv and Hashem is beneficent, and he bestows kindness and goodness and in an unbelievably complex, perfect way to mankind. Chayavim anu lahasmich lekach. So what's naturally going to flow next? Ma shechayev ha'odom linhog bo. So if I accept Shar HaYichud and I accept Shar HaBechina, and I do Shar HaBechina, I should say, so then what's naturally going to flow next is my obligation. Okay, what is my relationship now with this Hashem? There's a Hashem who's everything. He gives me nothing but good, 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 good. Okay, what happens next? Kasher Yisbarulo. When these things become clear to him, meaning Shar HaYichud and Shar HaBechina, so now comes, what does that obligate me to do? If anything, you know, you can say nothing. Doesn't obligate me to do anything. Maybe a thank you card on his birthday, face. But, you know, that's what he's going to talk about. Tehi Chovas Avodas Hashem. This is very key. If you remember back to his Hakdama, he said a person can realize things in three ways: through his seichel, through Kabbalah, right, and through the drasha of psukim, and through what it says in the Torah. And the strongest way is through his seichel. Of course, it has to be a seichel that's not agendized by taiva, that's not agendized by wanting nothing but gratification, but, you know, a clear, and that's what he's going to explain now, that a clear thinking seichel sort of has no choice, we'll call it, but to be an Oved Hashem. V'yichovas avodos Hashem b'chol ma shemachayiv also haseichel. I'm pointing out that phrase, that it's inherently muchroch hametzias, muchroch haseichel. A rational person, rational thinking, I mean, you say, okay, I have a right to be irrational. Yeah, but that's not part of the game plan, because then you're being irrational. He just wants to... Irrational means it's not reality, it doesn't make sense. That's what the word irrational means. I think it's taka enough for the Chavit Halvavus to show how it's supremely rational that you would now have to be Oved Hashem. He doesn't have to deal with, you know, like nowadays, you know, someone says, okay, I want to be irrational. He's not talking to that person. A person that just doesn't want to know truth and doesn't want to know reality and says, I like being irrational. It's much more fun. So he's not coming, he's not giving that person mussar. He's not trying to convince that person. He just wants to show here that it's supremely rational and indeed inherent in the nature of a man, in the makeup of a man's psyche, that he would now feel obligated to be Oved Hashem. And then he'll explain in the Shire what Avodas Hashem is. The whole psicha is the obligation to be Oved Hashem. The Shire itself is what does Avodas Hashem consist of. Okay? V'hichodos Avodas Hashem b'chol ma shemachayiv also haseichel. Lameitiv, anything, the chiyuv of Avodas Hashem, as rationality compels us to do lameitiv min amutavlo, as rationality compels us to act a certain way towards someone that bestows on us a tova, maybe any tova, a bigger tova, a smaller tova. That's what he's going to explain in the psicha. But the way I will act towards someone who did something for me, who was meitiv to me, that's a compelling rationale, and therefore that's where our Avodas Hashem should come from.
So I should do good to the one who did good to me?
He doesn't use that word.
Can you
translate the meitiv? La meitiv is Hashem. He is meitiv to us. Min amutavlo, to the one who was the beneficiary of the hatava. Chiyuv Avodas Hashem. To the one who bestowed goodness on me, min hamutavlo.
The beneficiary should feel, I want to serve the one that was good to me.
Either serve, as he'll explain in the Shire, serving Hashem. Serve Hashem. Hashem doesn't need us. What do you mean serve Hashem? Serving Hashem means to do His will. That's what serving Hashem means. That's the payback, so to speak. But there's a payback. Someone does you a tova, there's a compelling rationale and logic in that there be a payback. Or you feel obligated, you feel meshubed. He did something for you, now it's payback time. A person...
Should the course of tova?
Yeah, I mean, you could call it that, but it's very deep. He's explaining, you know, you can just say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you say, okay, thank you.
I think it says the course of tova is... It has to have that second step of giving back to the person who did to you.
That's what he's saying. Right. That's Avodas Hashem. Yeah, it's not just saying thank you.
Right.
You know, this is just one sentence that we're going to learn through the whole psicha. You know, it's like learning Shaar Bitachon, and after the first sentence where he says you have to rely on Hashem and trust in Hashem, you say, okay, like, I wonder what the rest of the Shaar is about. As an introduction to this Shaar, and this psicha, Birofani HaTovos, he's going to go through different ways people bestow tova on us. there are different relationships where we find A is mative to B. And he's going to count out five different relationships in which A is mative to B. And as you might have guessed by now, Hashem is like the super way beyond any of these five. Because of the makeup of a person. So again, you know, you could say, well, there are people who are ingrates. And what he's saying here is that it's inherent in the very makeup of man. I mean, you know, Hashem created man also, so he could have made him anyway. And Hashem created man in a way that there's a compelling need on a person's part. There should be. If a person wants to be eiskehalten, it's called, not opgefrekt. Those are the Yiddish words. If a person wants to be what?
Normal.
Eiskehalten means you want to be
internally consistent.
Yeah, consistent. Thank you. It means if a person wants to be consistent, the Yiddish word for that is eiskehalten, consistency. If a person wants to be eiskehalten, not what is called in Yiddish slang upgefrak, meaning mufrach, you would say in Hebrew, who mufrach? You know, a guy, you did someone a favor and he turns around and slaps you in the face, you say, who mufrach? In Yiddish, it's upgefrak. Help me out there.
Inconsistent.
He's internally, like, he's a walking contradiction. That's it. He's a person whose parts don't mesh. And then we'll take it from there. After we examine these relationships amongst people that do Tova, and what's compelling to happen next, we will then be able to understand and go forward. He's going to also develop the idea, it's not just a question of avodas Hashem equals doing His will, but that's what Hashem says He wants. It's really, it's just thanks. But what this is the way Hashem wants you to thank Him. If you say to me thank you, and I say I want you to express your thanks by doing something, I want you to express your thanks this way. So Hashem told us in the Torah and in other ways how He wants us to express our thanks. So the real kernel is really just, thanking, but Hashem tells us how He wants us to express our thanks. So anything less than that is not expressing our thanks. He told us how He wants us to express our thanks. The irony, so to speak, of the whole ball of wax is that we get schar for doing so. In other words, He wants us to express our thanks to Him. And really, by the way, an important yesod in the Chovos Halvavos that sounds strange maybe to our ears, because we've become mired in ritual, and which is good. Don't give up the ritual, please. Do me a favor. But someone that learns Chavis Halvavos, you say, what's a person's task in this world? His task in this world is to Lahodos Ulahala El Hashem. We've said this countless times. That's, if you have to like narrow it down, I guess like if it's Tzadik Ben Munoso Yichya, you have to thank Hashem and you have to be Hodos. That's what the Malachim do a whole day. We've said that many times. What do Malachim do a whole day? They just praise and acknowledge Hashem's reality. And that's really the thanks that Hashem wants. Now the question the Chovos Halvavos is going to deal with, I'm really jumping ahead, and Shabbos Elokim, is okay, what Hashem really wants from me is I should acknowledge His existence. But He said I should put on these black boxes with these parashios inside, but that's not really the point. Like, right, the Chovos Halvavos is not a Tanya person. It's not really the point, the black boxes with the parchment. Come on. The real point is only to acknowledge Him. So then he talks in Shabbat again. So why did Hashem say, I have to buy these black boxes with something written on them and put them on my hand and on my heart? Like, why don't we just get to the point? Cut out the middleman, so to speak. And that's what the Shire Avodas Elokim really deals with the most. Like, why not cut out the middleman? Why not get to the point?
And that's the important.